Track 3. Listening. Talking about Roberto's job. Roberto works for a home entertainment shop in Bristol that belongs to a large chain of stores. This summer, he's being visited by Aisha from Dortmund, who is currently doing her work placement there. It is Aisha's first day, and she wants to know more about Roberto's daily routine.
Hello, Roberto. I'm a bit excited, as it's my first day with you here. What exactly do you have to do in your job?
Hello, Aisha. Don't worry, I'll explain everything to you. Today is Monday, and there is always a special task we have to do in the shop. At the weekend, we delivered flyers to customers about new products on offer in the coming week. So on Mondays, we have to display the flyers at the shop entrance so that customers can pick one up on their way into the shop.
Why do you do that? I mean, they have already received them in the mail at the weekend.
That's true for most of them. But if customers come from further away, they probably haven't seen the flyers yet and still need to be informed about our special offers. Besides, there are customers who've read about our offers but have left the flyers at home. So now they can take a new one to look again at the product they're interested in.
Ah, I see. That's quite clever. And I guess you have to study the flyers too, to be well prepared if a customer wants to know something about the products mentioned in them.
Exactly. Now, do you have any ideas about what we can do to help our customers find the products on offer more easily in the shop?
Well, you could display them in a special sales area. That makes sense, as the customers don't have to wander around in the shop. And you could have one or two experts waiting there to give them advice, in case they need help or want to buy something.
Great ideas, Aisha. Ooh, so that's one of the jobs I have to do on Monday mornings before the shop opens.
What else do you have to do in your job?
Oh, we have to unpack articles and put them on the shelves. Then we always have to be ready to answer questions from customers who need special advice. Sometimes we also have to deal with customer complaints and customer refunds. And of course, we have to look out for shoplifters.
Wow, you need a pair of eyes in the back of your head. But surely your job also includes lots of further training. I mean, your products often change and they are more complicated than products like food, for example.
Yes, that's true. We often get products with new functions that have to be explained to customers, especially to elderly ones. But fortunately, we don't need further training every day.
Is there anything else that you haven't told me about yet?
Let me think. Oh, yes, there is. Quite often there are lots of customers in the shop at the same time. Then I also have to help out at the cash desk so that they don't get angry about having to wait in long queues, you know.
I see. And now I think it's time for a short break.
Yes, you're right. That's also part of our daily routine. Let's go to our canteen and have breakfast together.
That's a really good idea, Roberto.